Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of AM radio stations and FM radio stations to carry this program called the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schilling came in after we get started and has done a fabulous job for years. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it, Kara? That's how I get started. Who's this guy and why
like
am I working for him?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Kara's here, Jennifer's here, the gang is all here. And I thought perhaps we would start with a hello to Jason Hartman and Haynes Materials, listening to the program. Becky Hendrick, hi. Guy named Chug Henry. What an interesting name, huh? Facebook folks listening in to the DJV program. Jennifer, the president has said that he thinks, and I think that he's right. I want to know, and I'm going to guess you think he's right. Maybe we all think he's right. Withholding law enforcement funds from states and cities that refuse to cooperate with the feds when it comes to sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. I know the fellow who's the sheriff here in Los Angeles yesterday got on his high horse, maybe literally and figuratively, pardon the pun, and said, we're not doing any of this. His name is, you know, quite Latino, and it seems that that's...
Villanueva.
What's his name? Villanueva?
The sheriff in Los Angeles is Alex Villanueva.
Okay. So what do we make of this? I would think these people would go to jail. If you break the law, if I break the law, you break the law, no matter what our job is. If, for example, I broke FCC regulations, Federal Communication Commission regulates radio and sound waves, generally speaking. So let's just say I decided to be a radio station. I'd go to jail or I'd be fined or something. How do these people get away with this?
More than that, if you, Doug Steffen, decided, let's say someone that came through your farm. I'm just going to use this as it did not happen. But someone that came through your farm and it did something wrong, got into trouble, and you said, you know what? I don't think you need to go back to your country. I don't think you need to go to jail. I'm going to hold on to you for a while. Do you think that the feds would come and get you for harboring a fugitive? Do you think they would come and get you for aiding and abetting?
Absolutely they would. Absolutely.
They absolutely would. So why wouldn't the feds go after the mayor of Los Angeles, the governor of California, and the heads of all of these other sanctuary
cities? Is there an answer to that?
And states?
Why are they?
No. I don't know, but I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks now, saying, wait a second, because it hit me one day, I think it hit me when we were doing the show. If I were the one that was holding on to someone and not turning them over to law enforcement, I'd be in trouble. Why isn't Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, in trouble, or Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, in trouble? That's
Manhattan. Hasn't Manhattan become a sanctuary city, Victoria?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it is actually the way that California has declared it, but
New York State, Connecticut,
New Jersey, Rhode Island, Virginia, Washington. Why?
I believe California is the only sanctuary state, but New York City certainly, I think, is a sanctuary city. So what happened, in case you didn't hear, is that the Trump administration said, look, if these guys are not going to cooperate with federal immigration forces, and these are not people who are going door to door trying to rip people from their homes that aren't doing anything wrong. The sanctuary city and the sanctuary state of California are protecting people who have done something wrong. They've been thrown in jail, and then California and the cities in California want to just let them right back out when the government is saying, no, you need to turn those people over to the feds. And had they done that, you can make a really good argument that there are some murders that would not have happened in but all across the country.
Right. There are three federal appeals courts, one in Chicago, one in Philly, and one in San Francisco, that have upheld injunctions barring enforcement of the conditions of the justice assistance grants. That is, if you are going to have sanctuary in these places, you're not going to get money from us. So then these people take them to court, and the court says, yeah, you got to give them the money. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, it gets caught up in the legal system for sure. So on Wednesday, a federal appeals court handed a win to the Trump administration when they've been fighting these sanctuary jurisdictions, ruling that it can deny grant money to states that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York overturned a lower court ruling that stopped the administration's move, which happened in 2017. They wanted to withhold grant money from the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program, which dispenses over $250 million a year to state and local criminal justice efforts. They said that basically the states fought this and said that was not constitutional. The court now found on Wednesday that it was okay for the government to hold on to those monies if the state and the city were not following federal guidelines of law enforcement.
Mm. Speaking of the courts, a fellow from Kansas who was in jail for 20 years for a double murder that he did not commit, and it was pretty obvious once they dug into it he didn't, was awarded $1.5 million from the courts yesterday, or from the state, for being tried and convicted and not guilty. And I think there ought to be more of those awards.
You lose 20 years of your life, you only get $1 million?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another thing. Jeez. It seems like a lot of money, but it isn't really when you consider it. 23 years in jail, Victoria, wow. 23 years in prison, wrongfully convicted. And there are these cases all over the place. All over the place. Woof.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts on the things you use every day.
Like 50% off all True Red storage totes.
True Red storage totes come in a range of sizes and are perfect for organizing and tidying up your home or office.
And right now, all True Red storage totes are half off.
But hurry, offer ends Sunday.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 3/120 while supplies last.
All right, so cloning is in our focus now, Jennifer, because?
Well, because I was going to ask you guys, you know, we're all animal lovers here. We all love our pets.
We are.
And now there is a company locally in my town of Los Angeles, in Koreatown, actually, which scares me
there
for all
yesterday.
The purposes that you can think.
Mm-hmm. It was in Koreatown yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's giving pet lovers a second chance with their animals. Apparently, for pet owners who aren't ready to let go, ViaGen is now providing a service by cloning a beloved dog, cat, or even a horse. The cloned pet will share the same genetic identity and attributes as the donor. They have the same personality. They play the same. They favor the same toys. The woman who's in charge of this is Alicia Teichart, whose husband David described the company is using the same technology that actually cloned Dolly the sheep back in 2003.
Oh,
now, this will cost you.
Yeah.
The website says it will cost you $50,000 if you want to clone your pet. But they say that a lot of people are finding that it's worth every penny because you can keep loving your animal.
Why don't you another animal that's out there instead of getting the same one?
I
and
agree.
how do they guarantee that it's going to have all of the same personality traits?
They can't.
Traits?
See,
if you raise a dog, say you have kids, and they grow up with those kids, and then the dog dies, and your kids are adults now, I mean, how do they grow up to... They're not growing up in the same household. They're not growing up with the same exact people. How do they guarantee they're going to be the same dog?
They can't. And it's unfortunately, it's preying on people's grief. And, you know, a couple years ago, when I remember Barbara Streisand came out publicly talking about that she'd cloned her favorite dog who had died, and I think the dog was like 16 or 17 when it died, and then she cloned it. And I think she even cloned a second one.
Yeah,
but,
she did.
Remember
the time I was in the vet, she brought her dog in when I was at the vet. And both of them. Yeah. She had both of them under her arm.
Yeah, well, she has publicly admitted that the dog is not anything like the original, and and she paid one of these crazy fees, like 50 grand or whatever, and she said that the dog's personality is not the same as her original dog. It's not as smart as her original dog. It's kind of like, it looks like it, but not exactly. It's, I don't know.
Remember when you were all here when Charlotte died.
No,
and,
I wasn't.
You weren't here yet? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It was right around the time you got here. 4 years ago in April 7th, as a matter of fact, in 2015, she died. And I was thinking that I would, I did give some thought to cloning her. As a matter of fact, Jennifer went a long way to talking me out of it and so did my children, because they wouldn't be the same.
Mm-mm.
But I love that dog so much, I really wanted, and now I've got Daisy who... In many ways, it's kind of a clone.
You saved another life, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I was going to say it's not fair to clone a dog and then expect it to be Charlotte again. Or if I did that for Cooper, there's no way those two incredibly special animals are ever going to be replicated. And Kara's right. There's some nurturing aspects. It is,
It is.
It means you just can't get. I mean, you're just so addicted to the physical body of something that you're not considering the fact that everything has a soul. I love my grandmother. I wish I could see my grandmother every single day. But would I clone her so that I could just look at her shell and not actually be with her? No, that's not who she is. It wasn't her body that I was attached to. It was her heart and her mind.
Brendan's dog Frankie died a week ago Saturday. So I had, he and I were on a phone conversation Monday with Chris Tremel, who is probably the country's best animal communicator, and she told us where Frank was and what was going on with Charlotte, and, you know, it all kind of put everything together so that you have a sense, if you believe in that sort of thing, that there's an afterlife for the animals. If you believe in afterlife, I believe in reincarnation. I think we all come back. In a different, not necessarily do we become humans and then we can become animals, but in this case, Charlotte, she said, is right around me, hasn't left, and Frank is very happy going over. And animals, one of the things that's good about those conversations is that you learn about animals passing over, and it's much less difficult for them to pass over than it is for us, it would seem. So that maybe makes it into the next DJV podcast. The one that's out there now, the DJV podcast, we have a discussion of the most important part of the South Carolina Democratic debate. And then we talk about how the Tokyo Olympic Committee is preparing to deal with coronavirus. And then the heiress to the Hot Pockets fortune, maybe he's going to spend a little time on the slammer because of what she did to get her child into school. Focus on foster parenting, same-sex relationships, that sort of thing. You can subscribe to our podcasts on the Apple Podcast site, Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, and you can follow us at facebook.com/DJV Show. Catch that podcast. They're kind of cool. good reviews of a lot of great conversations we have here. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What you waiting for?
Change at the hour on today's DJV program. Music, 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 music. You can make an alliteration. Music, music, music. Maren Morris music. Maren Morris music. Maren Morris scheduled to spend the majority of the fall on the road. The new tour is called RSVP, The Tour. Kicks off June 5th in Boston. Runs through October with stops in L.A. and at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado. What a great venue. I always say that, but it really is. Fabulous place. I kind of like her. Crank this up a little, Maren. Kara, please.
Crank it up, Maren.
So this is one of those, she's a country sort of crossover to pop, yeah?
Yeah, I think her last album was honestly a lot more like R&B inspired because this song to me is very R&B.
It's not country at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all. The tour is going to borrow its name from the song RSVP, which is featured on her album from last year called Girl. Tickets on sale 6th of next month. So what, a week from now, actually. 10 o'clock local time, March 6th. In addition to a new tour, Maren is headlining the Houston Rodeo on the 7th of March. So that's next weekend, as well as appearing at several festivals later in the year, including the Governor's Ball, Jazz Aspen, Snowmass, Labor Day Experience there. The new the tour news follows the success of her two-week number one hit, The Bones. Is that what we're listening to here, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
The Bones.
When is she going to have the baby?
She's like 8 months now, so I guess she's going to have it in a month and then go on tour after that.
Wow. Yeah.
The Bones from that came out in February spent 2 weeks at the top of Billboard's country airplay chart, marking the first solo female back-to-back chart topper since 2012. The recent country seminar held in Nashville, radio seminar, really did focus on women on the radio, music from women in country, and there is a whole lot of pressure, as there ought to be, because a lot of talented women, frankly, a lot of new women, they're not getting as much airplay as perhaps they might, so maybe that'll get rectified under the new focus. 26 after now, time for us to listen to some Norah Jones music. This is an interesting combo. She's going to go on tour with Mavis Staples. There they are together. What do you think of that? They partnered last year for a song called I'll Be Gone, which is what we're listening to. See, the first half of the U.S. tour starts the 10th of May in Texas and ends up here in L.A., Jennifer, on the 22nd of May. They're going to then get back together again a couple of months later up in Portland, Maine. They'll start July 22nd for another string of dates that will wind them around through July and August, end up in Canandaigua, New York on the 5th of August. There's an outdoor venue there, if I remember correctly. The tour is bookended by a pair of Norah Jones festival dates at the Jazz and Heritage Festival in late April at Newport Jazz Festival in August. Because that's kind of where, that's her. Norah Jones
is jazz. Yeah, she's jazz, yep. I mean, she's had some, obviously, some pop hits, but she's really rooted in jazz. Yeah. Right.
So how do you suppose, who had the idea to put the two of them together, Mavis Staples and Norah Jones? That's intriguing.
I don't know, but it works.
Yeah.
Mavis has been doing work with a lot of people lately, in all kinds of
different genres. She's 78 years old.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She sure is. Tickets for the non-festival shows, the two of them are going to be at, go on sale this weekend. And you get a physical copy of Norah Jones' soon-to-be-announced new album, too. First time I met Mavis, she held my hand. We sang side-by-side to honor Paul McCartney. And Norah Jones said in a statement when I'll Be Gone was released, she is a beacon of love and light. It's always an honor, a pleasure, and a dream come true to sing with her. I hope we get to do more of it. I hope you do, too. It sounds like it's great together. Good together. Good news. Mavis and Norah Jones. 28 after on DJV program.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey. Cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivot to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states.
Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened, and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Now, 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are on stage in a manner. It's like theater of the mind. That's what's so great about radio. We are sort of on an imaginary stage together. All of you imagine what we look like and how we get along together. We get along together exactly as it sounds. We are all in different places, and some of us, I've seen Victoria all of, what, twice in the years you've been on the program? Mm-hmm. We've actually been, we've
hung out twice, yeah.
Right. Kara, I've only seen you a couple, three times since you started, right? How many times have I seen you actually been physically in the same room,
I think
studio?
Two or three times. Yeah, three times, I think.
Yeah. And Jennifer, well, Jennifer and I get along. We're together a lot because I'm in L.A. a lot. And when I say a lot.
But we haven't hung out
We haven't really
at all.
Hung out for, no,
what is
we
your
haven't,
problem?
Actually.
What's going on with you? Doug's always threatening to have dinner or breakfast with Jen, and it never happens.
Yeah. Why don't we take Miles and go to Defensive Gardens?
Okay, we'll do that. That's a good idea.
Why'd you go, oh.
So here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, you're the audience. We've got some food news here starting. I don't know that Coca-Cola is food, but it sort of fits into the category. Victoria, what's the latest? I can't believe people, with all we know, people still drink this stuff, as how bad it is for you. It amazes me, frankly.
Yep. Well, if you're a Diet Coke fan, then you better stock up right now, because Coca-Cola has actually issued a warning saying that the coronavirus has disrupted their supply chain of artificial sweeteners from China. And so Diet Coke and Coke Zero will be affected by this. Regular Coke will not. I believe they've switched, and they make that with, I don't know if it's high fructose corn syrup or cane sugar at this point, but this affects the diet, yeah, all the diet stuff. And so primarily, and this is yet another reason to not drink diet stuff, because it's coming from China, which I did not even know. I had no idea that aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, Splenda, and all this stuff that, you know, all those fake sugars, that most of them are actually made in China. And so they, Coca-Cola, which also owns Powerade, which is Gatorade's competition, Powerade Zero is their sugar-free version. That's also going to be affected. So if you're a Powerade or Diet Coke fan, Splenda is in very short supply. And so now they're trying to actually source it from outside of China. And in the meantime, they say that they have tighter supplies because of these ingredients, and the operations in China have essentially halted because of the coronavirus. So the prices of Diet Coke and Powerade could very well go up as they're running short on supply. So go to if you're a Diet Coke fan, which, you know, even the president has, like, what, 18 Diet Cokes a day or something ridiculous. So you go and stock up now, because this is only going to get worse.
Yep, not good. Today, this week, actually, we're going to celebrate National Chili Week. We were talking about chilies and that sort of thing, and what brought the conversation about was the realization that the history, I guess, most people would think or know that chili would come with Mexican roots connected to it, right? Back to the 1880s, a market in San Antonio started setting up chili stands from which chili or bowls or red, excuse me, as it was called, was sold by women who were called chili queens. That'd go for big today, wouldn't it, huh? A woman called a chili queen. The bowl of red cost you 10 cents, bread with it, glass of water. The chili con carne began to spread. The dish soon became a major tourist attraction, featured at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893 at the San Antonio Chili Stand. And so by the beginning of the 20th century, chili joints made their debut in Texas, became familiar all over the West. In the roaring 20s, there were a lot of it because it was cheap, easy to eat, and easy to fix. By the end of the roaring 20s, there was hardly a town that didn't have a chili parlor in it, often no more than a shed or a room with a counter and some stools on it. President Johnson was a big chili lover. I remember him used to have backyard barbecues. He'd spill the stuff all over his shirt. Man, that guy, he was a piece of work. I don't want to get into that, but anyway. Johnson liked venison in the chili instead of beef. Lady Bird, his wife, had the recipe printed on cards to be mailed out because of the thousands of requests the White House got for LBJ's chili. In 1977, chili manufacturers in Texas successfully lobbied the state legislature to have chili proclaimed the official state food. So that's what's wrong with Texas. I get it. Okay, so I'm going to have my fish chili, though, before I'm done. Ugh. I'm making fish chili. Yum. I don't think so, huh?
There's certain Costco's things that should not be combined. Ugh.
Yeah. Costco's... Costco's food court has been open to non-members and become a very popular destination for a lot of shoppers. However, effective later in March, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from the food court. If you want to join, this is a way to get people. I don't remember even seeing. Oh, no, that's not true. I remember Costco here in over in Culver City has a food court. I guess they all do, right?
Am I the only one who just assumed that you already had to be a member to eat there? It's never even occurred to me to eat there because I was like, oh, I didn't know that non-members could eat there.
But what's the special? What's so special about eating that stuff?
I don't know. $1.50 hot dog and a soda, I think, is the big draw.
That's one of the big ones. Apparently, their pizza is supposed to be pretty good.
All right, we'll continue our focus on food with some frozen food trends in just a matter of moments here on the DJV Show.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text LEAD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text LEAD to 79645. That's LEAD to 79645.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Yep, research shows it's true. Pets are good for your heart health.
What we found was that those who own a pet, particularly a dog, were healthier from the cardiovascular standpoint.
Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says people who have dogs are more likely to get regular exercise, eat a healthier diet, and have better sugar levels in their blood. He knows the benefits of having a pup firsthand.
I have a German short-haired retriever
named Choco.
He will be nagging me until we go out. And it might be for a short walk, might be throwing him balls, but what I realize is that anything that I do with my dog will imply physical activity.
Exercise improves heart health because it helps you maintain a healthy weight and controls blood sugar. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Cece Carmichael is joining us right now. She's been around for a while. I don't mean to... Sometimes when I might use words like that, Cece, in an introduction, people say, oh, this woman must be pretty old. She's been around for a long time.
I have.
All right, so maybe let's do take two on this.
Yes.
Cece is a well-known chef and a television personality, and has got a lot of experience and chops when it comes to talking about food. How's that? Is that a better intro?
Much
you like
better,
that
better? Much
you like
better.
That better. Okay, all right. So Cece is here to showcase some of the most useful items to keep in your freezer when it comes to frozen food. We were just talking about fresh food and impact on our focus on food news. This is one of the things that people don't really get, Cece, and I'm not sure why. Food is better if it's frozen. Sometimes, you know, because the food that's transported, supposed to be fresh, that's transported all across the country, has lost a lot of its value, whereas frozen food, most of the time, the freezing takes place in the field. They fast freeze it, and the same with fish and things like that, so that you are maintaining the value, the nutrients, the essence of the food. Right? It's better
That's
off.
Absolutely right. It's, and the technology these days with the flash freezing, it stays, you know, it stays in the freezer longer, stays fresher longer. It's incredible how the technology has changed and improved over the years. And you're right about food that it's traveling across country that's not frozen. You don't know how long. It could be just like completely road worn. So you're absolutely right about that.
All right. So for those of us who are not great shoppers, I've spent more time because I've learned more about what's in the frozen food aisle. A lot of people are spending time there, unless you know where the food comes from, and that's something that is sort of an in-your-face problem in our country because of the some of the big agribusinesses don't want to know. They don't want you to know the beef comes from Brazil or the food's coming from someplace 900 miles, 1,000 miles away. So this is, though, where a lot of people, no matter what their age, are buying their food these days. How serious or important is that trend?
Well, I think it's really important. And I think that, you know, millennials especially are really health conscious. They want to know what's in their food, where their food is coming from. And like all of us, they want quick and easy. They want budget friendly. And I think the frozen food aisle hits all the marks. There's just so much innovation going on there. It's incredible.
All right, so how does this fit into the problem that we all have, though, with growing food waste, the issue of what we do? Is it easier to keep the frozen, just put it back in the freezer, right?
I think that, I mean, consumers are finally realizing what we chefs have always really known, that with frozen foods, it allows you to use only what you want, whether it's vegetables, fruits, or meats, and then you can just put it back in the freezer, and it offers portion control, less food waste, and ultimately saves you a lot of money. And because, like we were talking about, that flash freezing method, it keeps your food frozen and fresh longer, and it really does make frozen food the best value on the market.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. There's a special place in the food in the store that I go. I call it a food store. The girls laugh at me because I call it
the food store.
Okay, you can laugh at me too.
It's good.
There are a lot of some of the places here in Los Angeles have organic. They've separated out organic food, snacks, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And mm-hmm. there's a big interest, I think, especially among millennials, but anybody who's conscious of what they're eating. And this has become a big business too, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, I think according to the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, new brands and like product lines are really driving this innovation, and they're listening to what consumers want, and they're listening to trends. So there really is something for everybody. You take a stroll down the frozen food aisle, and you've got your ethnic, vegan, gluten-free, organic, things that you've never thought that you would see.
Right.
Breakfast all day.
Breakfast
all day. On set here, I wish you all could see. We have a wonderful assortment of just like what you can find in your refrigerator aisle. Like one of my favorite trends is, like as you said, breakfast all day. We've got a breakfast pizza, breakfast burrito, and this gorgeous apple cranberry waffle bowl.
Oh, yum.
Another,
I like that.
The plant-based options are just springing up everywhere. This is a really hot trend right now.
Tell us how people can. There's a contest going on now for folks to win $10,000. How's that work?
Yes, we're celebrating March Frozen Food Month. I didn't know if you knew that, but the NFRA is sponsoring a sweepstakes. Go to easyhomemeals.com to enter to win, and you get all the recipes that I have on set today.
All right, $10,000. Go to easyhomemeals.com. That sounds like an invitation. Cece, great to have you here again. Cece Carmichael here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Maduro, Florida. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. The first one comes up on preventing cancer from coming back again. I guess I'd wonder out loud how often people have cancer. And by the way, as a cardiologist, can you treat somebody for heart problems while they are being treated for cancer? How much of a conundrum is that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely yes. As these incredibly fancy new technologies that we didn't even have 5 to 10 years ago evolve for treating cancer, there's actually a new subspecialty of cardiology, cardio-oncology, which deals exactly with what you're talking about, the unexpected consequences to the heart of these novel new treatments. The immune therapy, the targeted therapy, genetic therapy are all impacting the heart, and this new specialty is evolving, cardio-oncology.
All right. So then the answer to that question is yes. What a shame, though, if somebody has the two biggest killers are heart disease and cancer in our country. If you have them both together, wow, that's going to be depressing as hell. And part of succeeding in getting over either heart disease or cancer is having a good mental attitude, right?
Absolutely. That is so important. I've seen it over the multiple decades as a physician that one's attitude, especially for heart disease, has a huge impact on how your prognosis is, and it also does impact the effectiveness of your cancer treatment.
Questions for Dr. Ken. The impact of the level of vitamin D that you have. This is one of the most frequently asked questions or concerns that people have because they still don't understand. We were grown up, we were brought up to understand vitamin C. Sun, they remember in the ads, it used to be referred to as sunshine vitamin C, and now we've got D and what makes it all work. Can you go through the weeds a little bit with us? We have a couple of minutes to talk about vitamin D, where we get it. Should we be all supplementing? I'm out of the sun all the time in the summertime, and I'm still told, you always tell me, you look at my blood test, you don't have enough vitamin D. You got to supplement with it. So, you know, what really is the reason that so many people are so deficient in vitamin D?
Well, I think vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's naturally present in very few foods, and it's added to many foods, and it helps with the body promoting absorption of calcium in the gut. It maintains adequate serum calcium and phosphorus concentrations so it can mineralize the bone. It helps prevent low calcium, helps with growth. It helps with really in the organs from head to toe, the cells function properly. Simply stated, I just recommend get your vitamin D level checked. It's so easy with your lab work. Just ask the doctor to add a vitamin D level and see what it is. And if it is inadequate, you know, we usually think of about a level of 30 being good. If it's inadequate, just take a supplement. It's very easy. I recommend most adults take a 1,000 units with their multivitamin. I recommend, you know, I'm not a big, huge supplement person. For myself, I take a single multivitamin with minerals each day, and in it, it has 1,000 units of vitamin D. You know, being in Florida, it's hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard to be too low in vitamins. When you live in Massachusetts, it's easy to be low in vitamin D just because the sun has a huge impact on how much vitamin D level we have. I don't recommend sunbathing to get your vitamin D level up because that has other effects on the skin. But just get your level checked, and it's so easy. You can take up to 2,000 units a day without any problems. Many people are on much more. If you're taking more than 2,000 units a day, I truly recommend you do it through a physician because you don't want to get too much. You can become toxic. Remember, the fat-soluble vitamins are not naturally excreted out like the water-soluble vitamins B and C.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got a lot of food for thought there when it comes to D, but just be aware of the impact or implication of not having enough vitamin D and how it works with vitamin C and other things, because they all kind of work together in that sense. That's why you need it to be as present as it can be, or you can get it to be in your body. Dr. Ken Kronos, Lake Cardiology. Local number there is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.